If you've just tuned in, you're listening to the Science News Radio Network special presentation, Promise of Tomorrow, with Colonel Mason. Those of you listening on radio can also hear us commercial-free online anytime, webcast, at promiseoftomorrow.biz. Okay, at this time, we're going to go to the phones, and we have Mindy Carmichael. She's a Director of Public Works and Transportation for the City of Arlington. Mindy serves as a leader of Arlington's smart city efforts and has been a driving force in the research and implementation of advanced technologies, traffic management centers, that sort of thing, intelligent transportation. She's going to be just fascinating. And with her is Alicia Winkelbleck. She's Assistant Director of Strategic Planning and GIS mapping analysis. Alicia's multi-model transportation initiatives has led those, and so we're real lucky to have the two ladies with us today. Well, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Fill us in a little bit, I guess, Alicia. Some of the things that you're talking at MetroCon, and give us an indication about some of the things you're going to cover.
Sure. Well, we have a lot of exciting things going on in the city of Arlington right now. First and foremost is our autonomous shuttle pilot project. The city has leased two driverless shuttles from the French company Easy Mile. We've named them Milo, a play on first and last mile connection. So I'll be giving the audience an overview of that pilot project and talking to them about the process of getting a pilot project for a brand new technology up and running and some of the challenges and opportunities we've been working through.
Now, this is a driverless shuttle, and am I to presume that it's not connected to any electrical grid or anything like streetcars used to be, but it's just driving around like any kind of vehicle on the street? Is that the plan?
Correct. It's lithium battery powered and drives itself. There will be an operator on board at all times, really though, just to tell people about the technology and about the city, kind of an ambassador for the city. But the vehicle will be in autonomous mode and driving itself.
Wow. You're not concerned that this is going to bring some fear and loathing from some of the passengers? I mean, we're getting stories about people following their GPS and other things like that and driving off of piers and into the lakes and that sort of thing. So the person that's going to be on there as the ambassador, would that person be able to take over control of the machine if something goes awry?
They will. They will be able to take over in manual control if needed. And I should mention, we are running these as the first phase of the project. We're actually running these on off-street trails. So these vehicles will not be on-street mixed with traffic in the beginning of the project. They'll be on off-street trails. And there's lots of layers of safety mechanisms and ways that the vehicle orients itself and drives. So we feel good about it. We feel positive about it.
Off-street trails. I didn't know Arlington had any off-street trail. Where are these off-street trails?
We do. They are located, all over the city, but the ones we'll be using for this pilot project are in our entertainment district. So that's the area where the Texas Rangers and the Dallas Cowboys play, and where we have a lot of special events and concerts taking place. So this service will operate for special events and sporting events specifically.
So we're going to be seeing driverless shuttles going around Arlington. And when does this pilot program begin?
We are looking at the end of July. So here just in the next few weeks, we're hoping to take off the project.
So when you make a presentation to MetroCon, which is October 26, this will already have been in operation, and you'll know where the bugs are and the successes and the challenges and all those sorts of things. You'll have plenty to talk about, I guess.
Right. I expect you.
All right. And Mindy, you're Director of Public Works and Transportation, so you've got your hand in all of this. And this is part of the Smart Cities effort, is that right?
Absolutely. Yes, it is. And we're thrilled to have Easy Mile come to Arlington. But there's a lot more in our future with technology, so we're really excited that Easy Mile is going to kick off here in Arlington.
Okay. Come on, give us a tease us a little bit. What do you mean? There's a lot of things in the future for the city of Arlington. Fill us in. Give us a peek underneath the covers.
Well, we have some pilot projects that we're working on. One of those is with Acyclica. It's a pilot project to deploy some traffic counting and performance measuring devices at some intersections here in the city on our major corridors. These devices will collect traffic data like volume and speed, origin, destination, and percentage of turning movements. It collects this data from any vehicle with a Wi-Fi device. So we get a lot of feedback and a lot of data that we can analyze. And we can accumulate historic data and analyze it for performance measures and improve our signal system with this data. So that's one of the pilots. The other one we have is with connected signals, and it works through an app called Enlighten, which we're about ready to roll that out to the public. It's in testing mode right now, but it's an advanced traveler information system that provides real-time signal status and red light wait time information as drivers approach intersections, and that will help streamline traffic, make it more efficient, and improve emissions and more safe, more efficient, and less pollution.
So
excited about that one.
So it would be conceivable that we could drive through Arlington and hit one green light right after another instead of one red light right after another. Is that the plan?
Exactly. That's the plan. And if you are not able to meet the green lights, if there's a red light ahead, it will let you know so that you can take your foot off the gas and coast up to the signal. So that will help with the emissions again and safety as well. And if you're sitting in a red light, it will count down until the light will turn green, so that you'll be notified 5 seconds before the light turns green, so that if you are distracted with something going on in your vehicle, that you could be ready to go as soon as the light turns green, and that will help with the efficiency of the signal as well.
Okay, the rationale being that we're wasting a lot of energy, a lot of gasoline and other things by idling at a stoplight. And, of course, our time is valuable, and so the idea is have as little of that as possible. Now, how are the drivers going to be notified? You mean there's going to be something on the light itself that tells somebody that doesn't happen?
The technology is linked into our signal system, and then through that technology, you'll have an app either on your phone or on your dashboard. If your car is equipped with this equipment, it'll be on your dashboard. But in the meantime, you can have an app on your phone that will chime and let you know that the light is about to turn green, or it'll tell you, if you're driving down the road, it'll say, the light will turn green in 20 seconds. And so you'll know then that you can just slow down and coast up to the light.
And it'll appear on the dashboard, you were saying. So those that are in old automobiles that don't have a dashboard communications like that will not be able to avail themselves of this technology. Is that right?
Well, they'll be able to use the phone app. There's an app called Enlighten that they will be able to use, you'd probably set your phone on the dashboard or somewhere where you can view it without having to be distracted. But if your car is equipped with connected vehicle infrastructure, then you will be able to use it'll show up on your dashboard.
Well, the big fear in all this that I hear constantly from people who are concerned with the brave new world that we have coming at us at 110 miles per hour is what about the fail-safe? I mean, we've already experienced how bad it is when there's a storm hits and electricity goes out, or some sort of a national disaster, or somebody runs into a light pole and all of a sudden there's a break in the electricity. Do you have power backups to these things?
Now, on our signal system, yes, and this is all run through our signal system, and we have a centralized signal system, and we do have battery backup on some of our signals, especially on the main corridors and at the railroad crossings that we have here in Arlington. So yes, if power is lost to the signal system, then power is lost to this technology as well. But we do have, like I said, we do have power battery backup on some of the signals. Not all of them. We have 345 signals, so they're not all connected to backup battery, but some are.
Okay. But
corridor by corridor basis.
And the goal is to have them eventually all connected to backup batteries. Is that right?
The majority of them on our major corridors, yes.
Yeah, we've been told by Encore, we've had numerous times to interview people from Encore, that in a short period of time there will be no power interruption from any rolling blackouts or any other reason, because there's going to be so much backup on the electrical grid. But every time we get complacent, like we did with, let's say, the Titanic, you know, not even God could sink her, then something comes along and throws us a curve, and we get some sort of interruption. And, of course, we have to worry right now with terrorist drones. I do a lot of news coverage of Homeland Security, and that's one of the big concerns, that you can go buy a drone now cheap. There was a recent situation where an inmate broke out of a prison because he was dropped his gun and all the other things that he needed to make his escape and to get out of the prison. And now the drones, I'm told, are big enough and sophisticated enough they can actually lift a person into the air. So you could get behind the prison walls, attach to somebody, and lift them up over the walls, and there's prison escapes. So the drone situation threatening our power grid can be something of real concern if terrorists get after that. So I presume that you're taking all this into consideration?
Well, a lot of that would be our Homeland Security group with our police department. But we do take into concern security of our network, because, of course, our signal system is run through our network system here at the city. So we do work very closely with our group that maintains our network to make sure that all of this is safe and that we can't have anybody tapping into the system and changing signals on the fly.
Okay, so, and you're coordinating what you're doing with Alicia and the GIS mapping and analysis and the driverless shuttle. So it all is going to kind of work in tandem, and that's the presentation that the two of you are going to be making at Metricon October 26th when you make your presentation to the engineers. Is that right?
Correct.
And what do you want to be the takeaway? What are you hoping that the people that are hearing your presentation will get out of it and will benefit from it, and what will be the takeaway?
Well, I think on some of the items that we've discussed, especially on the autonomous vehicle, one thing we wanted to roll out in Arlington was just the technology itself, and let the people see the technology, touch the technology, and learn that it's safe, so that there's not this stigma out there that these things are unsafe, because the whole point of moving forward with technology is safety and efficiency. So I think that's one of the exciting things, is that people can see for themselves that this technology is very safe and very exciting.
Okay, well, look down the road 5 years if you can, and 10 years if it's the least bit possible. You know, where are we going? What is going to happen? Is it going to be eventually a time that we're just going to cruise on down the road and we're never going to have to worry about a red light? Are we going to be, you know, where is this all going? I'm sure you must have a vision for the future, 5 years, 10 years down the road.
Yes, very much so. We're preparing now for that. As you know, connected vehicles are already on the street. Vehicles that can detect and react to roadside modules or any kind of infrastructure. Today, that's what Arlington is implementing, is a lot of this infrastructure that will connect with vehicles. That's the first step. We are readying our infrastructure for autonomous vehicles as well, because autonomous vehicles will be able, you know, you'll need to be able to read the street signs and the speed limits and the striping and everything that's related to traffic control. So yes, I believe in the next 5 years you will see autonomous vehicles on the roadways. And again, the whole intent of that is for safety. Almost 95% of vehicle accidents are human error.
Okay, and does that cover road rage too, I suppose, because that's a big problem right at the moment. I mean, road rage is, we hear about road rage every day, and not just in Texas, but I mean, we hear people pulling out a gun in Pennsylvania and committing these crimes. So I presume you're working closely with the police department and the Homeland Security people and to make your programs and your policies address that too?
Absolutely, and that's part of this technology will reduce frustrations, you know, if you know what's expected and you know the light's going to be, like I said, red for 20 more seconds, then that will reduce the frustration of, you know, it feel like you're sitting at a red light forever. So I believe that this technology will reduce some of those things we're seeing today with anger and frustration.
The other thing, too, is some of the newer vehicles, of course, are equipped with sort of anti-tailgating. They don't, you know, the vehicles will buzz and warn if you're too close to the car ahead. And, of course, I think many of the accidents are caused by speed and tailgating, and we see it just constantly, especially on the expressways. So you think this will kind of mitigate that problem, too?
Yes, connected vehicles will be able to react with each other. So if you're in a platoon moving down the highway and something ahead is stopped, the vehicles will relay that information to each other. So you could be, you know, almost a mile away and you might get a signal from the front car saying, hey, there, you know, slow down, there's something ahead. So it's going to be a totally different process of driving because the vehicles themselves will be reacting.
All right.
Human.
Yeah, all right. Fascinating look into the very near future and what is coming. And by the time, of course, you make the presentations, Mindy and Alicia, your presentations at the Metricon Conference on October 26th at the Arlington Convention Center, you will already have had experience with some of this stuff that you're putting in place and will be able to report on it and tell about the bugs and about how well it's going and all sorts of different things. So we're really looking forward to hearing what you both have to say.
Yeah, we're looking forward to being there, and hopefully we won't have too many bugs to talk about.
Yeah, let's hope not. All right, well, I know in the course of your career, Mindy and Alicia, that you've been mentored by people, and I know that you are mentoring people on your staff and others around you. About some words to live by, maybe a bit of wisdom or something that you might tell a younger person, or you might tell a son or daughter, or you might tell a sister or a brother or anybody that you're mentoring in your organization. Is there sort of a creed of conduct that you live by? Mindy or Alicia, which one wants to go first?
I'll go first. I think it's important, especially in today's world, you know, you have to learn something every day. Don't ever become complacent. You know, the city allows us to attend conferences and seminars, and we constantly try to do that because that's where you learn about all the new technology and you see it in motion, and learning to me is very exciting. So if I had to, you know, if I was mentoring a younger person coming up especially the transportation world, I would say just continue to learn every day.
All right, Alicia, do you have something that you would like to give us a little wisdom here?
Yeah, a couple things. I think one is the importance of networking and talking to others who are considering doing some of the things that you're interested in doing or maybe already doing that. You know, there is a lot of benefits to be had from learning from things that others have already gone through. And I think, you know, you always hear that networking and it's who you know is so important, and I think that's very true. Some of the opportunities that Arlington has today that we're working through are because of relationships we've been developing and people we've been talking to. And then I think the other thing I would add, just because I've been going through it myself, is if you are beginning pilot projects that are very much kind of first stage technology or technology-based transportation solutions, you need to prepare yourself. There's a price to pay when you're testing the early stages of technology, and I think it's exciting, and there's a lot to be learned and a lot to be shared with others, but you need to go into it knowing and expecting that you're going to have challenges that you're going to have to overcome. And I think that's part of what makes it fun and exciting, but that's something that you need to have in your mindset when you start a project like this.
All right, Alicia Winkleblack, the Assistant Director of Strategic Planning for the City of Arlington, GIS Mapping and Analysis, Multimodal Transportation Initiatives, and Mindy Carmichael, the Director of Public Works and Transportation, leader of Arlington's Smart Cities efforts, the driving force in the research and implementation of advanced technologies. So looking forward to seeing you at the Metricon Conference October 26th, and thank you so much for being with us today on the Science News Radio Network.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
If you've just tuned in, you're listening to the Science News Radio Network special presentation, Promise of Tomorrow with Colonel Mason. Those of you listening on radio can also hear us commercial-free online anytime, webcast at promiseoftomorrow.biz.